Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast on this, the UK's most working, most industrious political podcast channel of them all. Yeah, that's us. And thank you for being part of it on a daily basis as we put out this content. Hope you enjoy it. Now, you will understand that the media narrative, the political narrative is, for goodness sake, NHS staff, those 100,000 of you that haven't taken the killer clot shots, would you please roll up your sleeve and take the shot so that we can save the NHS? That is what we're being told. Which makes what I'm going to tell you quite interesting, I think. Because I read that it's the unvaccinated staff, the unjabbed staff, who are holding the NHS together amidst staff shortages. Why is that? Because the vaccinated are off sick. What? Yeah, so let's read on a bit. So this is coming from GB News. So Dr. Kate Goodman, so this is an NHS doctor, has told Michelle Dubry, who is really quite a good show over on GB News, Michelle's. Dr. Kate told her that after talking to friends and colleagues around the country, it seems it's the unvaccinated NHS staff that are holding services together as staff shortages continue to plague the health service. Now, GB News launched their Outdate the Mandate campaign against mandatory vaccinations for healthcare staff. Dr. Goodman says it was a shame that a viewer said they would not want an unvaccinated member of staff caring for their elderly parents. She says, I'm a very good doctor. I'm an elder care specialist. I can understand people are concerned about their loved ones, but actually we need to talk more about this. And of course, she's right. We do need to talk about the fact that many of those off sick in the NHS causing problems, they're not the unjabbed. No. They're the triple jabbed. They're the ones who've taken their first jab, their second jab, taken their booster. They've taken all of these things, right? And then, of course, they're testing themselves on an hourly basis, on the hour, every hour. Let's do a quick latty flow, see how I feel. Oh, look, I've tested positive. I'm out of here for up to 28 days. Remember, self-certification is 28 days. That needs to be brought right back. But the obsessives are the jabbed. The non-obsessives are the unjabbed. Those of us who are pure bloods, you know, we don't spend every waking hour worrying about whether we haven't got this alleged virus. I mean, we really don't. So I can well believe that those with working within the NHS system who have not taken the jab are probably disproportionately bearing the load, because they're also not testing themselves on an hourly basis. Therefore, I suspect they're not the people testing positive. There, I suspect they're not the people off on sick leave. And yet, the NHS is saying, or certainly the government saying, we want to get rid of you. We want to get rid of you. But we're the people holding it up. Yeah, but you haven't taken the jab, and therefore you're a problem. So we need to get rid of you. And this whole thing's going to come to a climax, folks, in the next week. I suspect my forecast is the government will come out with some kind of delay on the implementation of the mandate in the NHS. They simply cannot afford to have tens of thousands of highly qualified NHS staff walking out the door. They can't afford that. So everything you're saying, it's coercion, it's bullying, it's propaganda, it's psyops. So I mentioned, you know, the fact that we've got journalists working in the mainstream media on a daily basis saying that, oh, no, these NHS staff that won't get jabbed, they're being reckless. They're being dangerous. And again, stories such as people saying, well, I don't want my elderly mum or dad treated by a filthy unvaccinated nurse. Yeah, well, hang on, guess what? If you don't want that, then maybe you just don't want them treated at all. Because remember, the propensity of an unvaccinated person to give it to a vaccinated person is no different to the propensity of a vaccinated person to give it to another vaccinated person. Remember, these elderly people in hospital, you can guarantee your life that they've all been triple jabbed, or the vast majority of them have been triple jabbed. So if you're really saying, my relative who's triple jabbed, I'm worried that they're going to catch the Rona from a staff member who's unjabbed. All that suggests is that you've got zero confidence in the very vaccines that you insist those unvaccinated staff members should get. But I mean, that's the logic in this one here. You must have zero confidence in the vaccines. And therefore, because of this kind of mass formation psychosis, the way your mind works is you're thinking, yeah, these vaccinations don't work. That's why it's really important that everybody gets them. And so, and you know, that's the kind of magic, that's sort of the roundabout that we're on. It doesn't make sense, but it doesn't stop it from being the case. And so the very stalwarts within the NHS, those nurses and doctors who are coming in, doing their shifts, doing the hard hours, covering for those of their colleagues who are taking sick leave because they've been jabbed and because they're constantly testing themselves, they're the people that the government certainly appears to want rid of. But I accept, I suspect that's not going to be the case. You watch, in the next week or so, there's going to be some kind of an announcement made, some sort of short-term reprieve at any rate, or some kind of way of making it not just as critical. Because come 3rd of February, if you work in the NHS and you have not had the clot shot, the first clot shot, then you're gone. You're effectively dismissing yourself, because by the 1st of April, unless you've had two, then the government's saying, well, at that point, you have to go. I think the government is bullshitting it. I don't believe they have any intention of dismissing these people. But then again, maybe they're mad enough to do it. I don't know. At this point, I think Boris Johnson is far too weak to have to do this. But what we need to remember, folks, is that along with so much else, we should remember the names of all these journalists who are desperately pushing the sacking of unjabbed NHS staff. We need to remember their names, because they are the collaborators with the tyrannical regime, each and every one of them. And I suggest as time goes on, you'll find, as you've seen with Carol Malone and some of these other people, they're executing U-turns. They're trying to say, oh, no, we never really meant that. You know, when we said all those horrible things about the unjabbed, yeah, we meant it in a different context. It's all quite complicated. That's what they'll say. And we need to hold them to account. I certainly will. None of them are getting away with it. We've got them in black and white urging the government to sack 100,000 NHS workers potentially in the midst of a so-called pandemic. There's a name for people like that. Thanks so much for listening. Catch up with you soon.